September sky, watching as clouds whip by. We confess everything to each other.
Hey everybody, welcome to Adventure Retired, the podcast where retired people share what they are doing in their retirement to help inspire you to live your best retired life. We are Kurt and Cindy Littlejohn, your hosts, and today we're going to talk to...
Scott and Ann.
I know.
They're from Texas, and they did a, sounds like a fantastic trip to South America.
Yeah, they went to the Galapagos Islands.
Right, Galapagos Islands and Ecuador.
The big tortoises.
I would love to see the big tortoises.
But first, a life lesson from Kurt's best-selling book, Fix the Problem and Other Life Lessons from a Pragmatic Dad.
This one is kind of for the dating scene. Once again, I wrote this for my daughter. So if you're interested in someone as far as dating them or more, look at what they do, not at what they say.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, because we all know that actions speak louder than words. People can embellish how great they are. You know, they always say us older folks, the older I am, the greater I was. But they... And as you've learned from some of our politicians, people tend to embellish their lives. But look at their actions. Do they open the door for you?
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. How do they treat their mother? Do they listen and not talk a heck of a lot? Yeah. Just things like that. But look at their actions.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's get on to the interview. Okay. Today we're talking to Scott and Ann Busey. Hey, where are you guys coming to us from?
We're coming from the warm city of Kingsville, Texas.
Okay. Kingsville, Texas. Down there kind of like Corpus Christi and everything.
Pretty close. They call it the Wild Horse Desert.
The Wild Horse Desert.
I have never heard that.
Never heard that one
okay.
before.
Okay. Well, we always start with asking a couple questions. What did you all do before retirement, and how long have you been retired? So what did you do before retirement?
I was an elementary teacher. And I've been retired for about 10 years now.
Okay. Same as me. Okay, yep, cool. Yep.
Scott?
And I was a high school teacher and swimming and diving coach.
All right. All right.
Oh, does that sound familiar?
Yeah. I was a diving coach, not swimming. You know, that's too easy. Anybody can swim. It takes real skill to be a diver, but anyway. Yeah.
The coach.
Hey, divers better be able to swim back to the ladder.
Yeah, you know, that's so true.
In my years, I had a couple that couldn't. That was always fun. But how long have you been retired, Scott?
Just a little under 10 years.
Okay. That's good. You got out. Wonderful. Both of you got out about the same time. That's wonderful.
Pretty close. Ann was having so much fun, I couldn't let her have all of it.
I know, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, she had your honey-do list for you. So, okay, and we're talking to you guys today because you just did a wonderful trip down to South America, it looked like. And so I guess basically...
Why?
Yeah.
Why South America? How did you pick it?
Well, in elementary school, the teachers taught about the Galapagos Islands and the Inca ruins and it made me really want to go there. I wanted to see those gigantic tortoises.
Oh, me too. That sounds great. And so did you see them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them.
And they're big.
They're big.
are they
real big?
Are they free, like, all around the island?
If you just do the shoreline, you're never going to see them.
Okay.
The giant turtles are highland creatures.
Oh, highland.
So, They live at the higher elevation and a little bit cooler temperatures, and it's grassier, which is what they eat, is the grass, the foliage.
Now, I looked online, and I guess we'll talk about the Galapagos Islands for right now. I know we're going to get into the order of it. That's a group of islands, isn't it?
Yes. There's several islands. I think there's seven main ones, but there's lots of unnamed ones.
Oh, okay. And... are the tortoises and where Darwin studied, listen to me, I know my history of science, but where Darwin studied genetics, is that just one island or did he work in the whole group, do you know?
I know it's at least two islands, but it's not all seven islands.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
In fact, one island, the turtle, is a little smaller than the other.
Oh, okay.
If the guide hadn't told us, I wouldn't have noticed. And you notice this turtle smaller than the others? No.
No? Okay, how big are they? I mean, how much do they weigh or anything?
I don't remember them saying that.
They weigh 400 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're
big.
Yeah.
They are big. They're free roaming.
Okay.
That's just amazing.
So,
and how close? They don't let you ride them. That would be horrible. Can you get close to them?
That was one of the amazing things of the whole trip, is how close the animals will let you get to them.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but if you wanted to, they'd be easy to touch.
Really?
And the guide told us that he used to ride them when he was a little kid, but they don't allow that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How cool. So the guide was a native from Galapagos?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that would be totally cool. I used to raise tortoises, little Texas tortoises, when I lived down in Texas. And so I like tortoises, but I never had anything that big. Those sound humongous. They look humongous in the pictures that we saw.
Well, they varied in size. I mean, there were from small to huge. I mean, you saw all the different sizes. They were all over the place.
Okay.
Oh, too cool.
And the small ones are just younger, so another... Right. 7,500 years, they'll be as big as those?
Well, that's what they said. They think they live to over 100 years, but we don't know for sure because people don't live that long to know how long they live.
Right.
Right, yeah. Right.
They're really protecting them. Of course, with man coming in, there are numerous predators now that didn't exist back in the day.
Oh, really?
One of the biggest predators is rats.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
But so where they hatch them, they've had to build special areas where the rats are pretty smart. They learn how to tunnel in and get to their nest and everything. But rats and dogs, and dogs weren't native either.
Right.
And another imported animal that's been devastating to the island, they're trying to get rid of them, has been pigs.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
So, you know, things that we brought in for food and such. And of course, rats manage to get anywhere and everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Any boat ship, that lands. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those things have been devastating to the turtle population, and they're working on ways to keep the population going.
Oh, yeah. Do they have an estimate of how many there are on the islands?
They probably did, but I don't remember.
We don't remember, but the island where we saw the turtles was Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And it's not the biggest island because there's a bigger one that we went around on our cruise.
Okay. And do people live on Santa Cruz or is it just?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The area we stayed in was called Porta Ayora.
Well, okay. Let's start at the beginning of your trip. First of all, you took off from where? Houston or?
Yeah.
Okay. And flew to, like, what was your itinerary?
Well, we flew to Quito, and it's a 5.5-hour flight from Houston to Quito.
That's in Ecuador, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And that was where we originated from. And from there, we were going to use that as our base, you know, to go on down to Cusco, and then, you know, and see, go down to the Inca ruins, and then we were going to go back to Quito and then go to the Galapagos Islands, back to Quito, back to Houston.
Okay. So you were planning on going to Machu Picchu, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess they've been having some uproars down there.
Yeah, they had some problems down there.
Did that affect your trip, I'm assuming?
Well, yes, it did. I mean, it's kind of a miracle. We were supposed to be going there, and our plane out of Houston got delayed, so we had to stay overnight in Houston and take off the next day, and got information about what all was going on in Peru, so we quickly changed our itinerary.
Okay.
Yeah, because the way I understood was that, I mean, they were closing the roads and closing the airports and, you know, not even letting the tourists go home.
Yeah, there were a lot of tourists stranded at Machu Picchu. Which
absolutely,
I've been to Machu Picchu. I took my mother there for her 80th birthday, and it's a wonderful place to go. But I don't want to live there, so
yeah.
Or get stranded there.
No, neither did we. Thank goodness that didn't happen to us, and we did get to have a great trip,
yeah.
Despite missing that part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so You didn't get from Quito to Cusco, correct?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So from there, we said, well, we can't do that. We can't risk that. So we said, well, we'll just find a hotel in Quito and explore around Quito for a few days.
Oh, cool.
So that's what we did.
Okay. All right. So tell us about Quito.
Well, we stayed in an absolutely fabulous hotel. It was called Hotel de Basilica.
Okay.
And it was real close to the big square down there where all the churches are.
Right.
And it was all hand painted, the inside. It was, you know, it was like a 5-star hotel, but like a Holiday Inn in America prices.
Oh, nice.
It was beautiful. I mean, so
fresh flowers every day.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
The breakfast was included, and they have juices that are just out of this world. They, when the guy first said, this is tomato juice, well, I was expecting American tomato juice.
Right, right.
This is, then he changed it. This comes from the tomato tree.
Oh.
And that tomato tree, if it drops below 40, it loses all of its fruit.
Oh.
And if it gets above 70, it'll lose all of its fruit.
Huh. Oh.
So there are very few locations that you can get it. Supposedly it helps you lose weight, and has lots of great benefits, and tastes phenomenal.
Oh, really?
We loved it.
Now, what would you put it similar to? Like grapefruit, cranberry?
Kind of a cranberry orange juice.
Oh, that does sound good.
A little tart.
Okay.
But has a just delightful sweetness to it as well. And I'd be interested to see how they made it. I read something on it. They do not squeeze it.
Okay.
So, but it had a little bit of pulp to it. And just, I mean, I look forward. I wanted to have breakfast all day long and have that tomato pre-juice.
Okay, well, I was just going to ask you, besides breakfast, do they do, like, mixed drinks with it or anything?
They served you coffee.
Okay, but no, but I mean with this tomato juice, do they, you know, shot of rum, shot of vodka or something like that?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you could just about order anything.
Yeah, amazing. Okay.
So when you're in Quito, you just kind of explored around the city?
We took off and we went down to the square for dinner, and that's when someone tried to pickpocket him. But
oh, that's always an adventure.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of neat. It just shows you have to be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Yeah.
And I was standing in the middle of the street trying to get the perfect picture of the statue and all the activities in the street. Everybody around us started making us hustle and bustle, and I didn't know what it was about till they got my attention and said, this guy's trying to pickpocket me.
Oh, wow.
He'd have been disappointed.
Yeah.
I had a big bulge in my pocket, but it wasn't my billfold. It was the room key.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to watch that. I mean, a lot of those places you feel safe, but we were in Venice, Italy, and my mom was walking with a backpack on, and this kid came up behind her and was just walking in perfect step with her, trying to reach in her backpack. And my oldest daughter, who at that time was about 4 foot nothing, yelled at him, and he ran away.
Yeah.
And mom had no idea. And
they're good.
The others, yeah, that's how they get by.
I had no idea. You know, the people in the crowd, in fact, I was, what are these people yelling about?
Yeah, right. What did I do?
And Ann kind of got a glimpse of it, I think. Said the guy went running away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a guy or was it a kid?
It was a kid.
Okay. Yeah. That's usually. Okay. The Quito part, you had to plan B it. Was that, you planned all this on your own? You planned to go?
The whole trip?
Yeah. This wasn't all a tour, was it?
No, we just had to make it up because we had to go to plan B. So we ate at a wonderful restaurant for dinner, and it was called La Vide. And it was like, for American prices, it was 5-star quality.
Oh, nice.
And we were treated like royalty. And then we went back to the hotel, and I said, you know, I'd like to see, it's called Middle of the Earth in Spanish, a world, middle of the world. But it was really, really neat. Scott, you want to tell them about Middle of the World?
Middle of the World was all about the equator.
Okay.
And I can't remember if it was Spanish or one of the other groups came in there. And the first site that they picked wasn't actually the equator.
Oh, okay.
They came back with other instruments and such and found out where we did this tour, where the equator was really at.
The early European explorers were looking for where the equator ran.
Okay.
And the people there knew where it was, and they told them, but they didn't listen.
Right.
But
right.
Anyway, they did a lot of experiments for us, and it was the most interesting one was they had a bowl like a sink.
Mm-hmm.
And they put leaves on the top and water in there. And if you put it to the north, the leaves went clockwise down the drain.
Okay.
If you set that sink right in the center, the leaves didn't do anything. They just all, everything just kind of went straight down. And then if you went down, I mean, we're talking inches here.
Yeah.
You know, then the water spun the other way.
That is cool.
That is. Oh, yeah. That would be so neat.
It was really neat.
Yeah, it was very educational.
And then we went to another section, and they taught us how to shrink a human head.
Oh, you know, good.
And it was just got outlawed in 1960. So, no, it was interesting.
Scott, that didn't worry you that she wanted to know that, did it?
Yes.
Yes. You know, that's funny.
Then they were going to take us to a place to eat guinea pig.
Yeah.
And we said, nah, we think we'll skip that because that's a delicacy there.
Yeah, that's if you want fine dining in Ecuador, it's guinea pig.
Yeah. It's same way in Peru when I went there. And I think I passed on it.
But yet we eat eggs, you know, it come out of a chicken's butt. It's just, you know, it's so weird, right?
We scramble them too.
I know. Now, you talk about guinea pig. When in South America, Mom and I, we went to this beautiful church and everything, and they had a mural, beautiful mural, the Last Supper. And on one of the plates in front of Jesus was a guinea pig that was roasted. You know, and I've never read that in the Bible that, you know, they passed around the guinea pig, but
I knew the bread, but I didn't know the guinea pig
that's
part.
That's right. That's right. I guess they rewrite it for themselves. Okay. How long was this trip?
It was 16 days.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Okay.
So how many days were you in keto then?
Well, then, about a day and a half. But then the next day we went to Mindo. And boy, that was really beautiful. It's called the Cloud Forest.
Okay.
Well, we're actually there 2 days. We had two different guides. A guided trip was not that expensive.
Right. It was about like a United States guided trip, but we had a private car with a chauffeur and a guide, and they took us to Mindo, and we had some wonderful stops. We got a stop to see hummingbirds, and hummingbirds we'd never seen with long tails.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went to a chocolate factory. We took a little cable car across the river and then took a hike up waterfalls up this mountain, and I went to a butterfly garden.
Oh, nice.
What else we do? We did a lot there. Then the next day we caught
some of the local food.
Yeah, the next day we caught the flight to go to Galapagos.
And don't ask me what I was eating. It's local food. That's all that kind of tells us.
Yeah.
Local
it was
food.
Probably guinea pig.
That's right.
Rat, you know. Something.
Oh, no.
Now, the tours that you did right there with the guide, and I know you're the mastermind behind this. And did you plan those there or?
No, I had to plan them there because we had no, you know, Scott and I, we kind of wing things. Like one time we went down to Monterey and Saltillo on his motorcycle. That was before we had Kara.
Yeah.
You know, Scott and I are always doing something a little bit, you know, probably shouldn't be doing, but sure is fun. I guess that's the word for it. That's
adventurous. We call it adventurous here at Adventure Retired.
There's no reason why when you're retired you can't have adventures.
That's right.
Amen to that.
And so that's why I learned Spanish, and I needed it in the Galapagos.
Oh,
because
sure.
we did Copper Canyon in Mexico, And the bus driver left Scott in the middle of the Chihuahuan Desert at a restroom. And I said, "Well, baby, I've got to be able to speak Spanish." You know, we did go back and pick him up.
Well, I was going to say, how much did that cost you, Ann, for him to leave him there?
I was just trying to decide whether we should or not.
That's too funny.
But anyway, so after that, I said, before I go anywhere, and so I've been on Duolingo for 2 years, and I could speak well enough. I didn't know if I could or not, but I could manage.
Nice.
And the Quito's people spoke English, but when we got to the Galapagos, they were few and far between.
Okay.
And they speak Spanish then? There?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Not an advertisement for Duolingo, but did you pay for it or just do the free one?
Well, I paid for it. It's not very expensive.
Okay.
And I've been doing it pretty regularly for 2 years, and I might go to the free one now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a good idea, you know. I mean, because if you can speak the language, that just makes it so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so then when you went to the Galapagos, did you fly there or did you go in a boat, like a cruise?
We flew because it's about 400 or 500 miles off the coast of Ecuador.
Okay.
It was a two-hour flight.
Okay. Okay.
So they have an airport then.
And you just lined that up from Quito or?
No, I lined that up from here. I had that set.
Okay. Yeah, thank God for like Travelocity and things like
that. Where did you stay in the Galapagos then?
Well, now that's an interesting little story. We stayed in...
Torrimar was the first place we stayed at.
And that was, you know, we got off the plane and we went there. And the lady started talking. And I said, "Where are you from?" in the middle of her conversation. And she's from a town that's like an hour, and I'm from Illinois. And I could tell her, I could hear her Midwest accent. She talked like I did.
Oh, really?
And that really was a help because she spoke English and, you know, kind of was a real good to give us a good start there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And then do you hire local tours to go out to see the tortoises and everything?
No, this is one thing we kind of splurged because I kept reading about it and they said, if you really want to see them, you need to get on a boat,
okay.
A small boat, like, you know, about 16 passenger boat. And so that, you know, if you really want to see them. So I got us on that. And that's what we did after that. We rode on the boat. And then we get off on this little raft on the islands and take walking tours. And we,
if you're staying in the city of Puerto Ayora, a neat thing is every taxi ride within the city is $1.50.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that is nice.
So it's cheap. At the Torrimar, we like taking the taxi. This other motel we'll tell you about whenever you want to hear about it was close enough to the downtown area that we could just easily walk.
Okay.
So we never got the taxi, but knowing we could go wherever we wanted to, or if we got too tired, too drunk, that didn't happen.
No.
That wasn't going to happen.
Getting drunk in foreign countries, you know, that's not the smartest thing in the world.
Beach Boys made a song about that.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about the other hotel.
Well, that was our ending one after we got off the boat, and it looked kind of artsy. Scott's real artsy, so I said, we'll try that. And that was a fabulous hotel called the Coloma.
Okay.
The Coloma. And it was just an artsy hotel.
I mean, they had a refrigerator that was your honor system. They had Cokes and beer and everything in the refrigerator. And you just wrote down on the list how many you got.
Oh, nice.
So but
it was all decorated. The Galapagos Islands. I mean, I suggest anybody that goes there, stays at least one night at the Coloma.
Yeah.
Because it's just so interesting.
But it really helps if you know some Spanish if you stay there.
Yeah. And that was in the main city of the Galapagos Islands, correct?
Well, there's more than one main city, but we were on Santa Cruz at that Puerto Ayora. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's where it was.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get out a map and look at the Galapagos Islands. Because when you think of the Galapagos Islands, you automatically think of big tortoises and you think it's one island.
Yeah, but, and you don't think about towns
and
at
cities
all,
and cities. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, there's only a couple, I think, that, and they're not, there's not a lot of, it's like a town, really. It's not almost not a city because it's just small. Well,
you land at one island,
Baltra,
and then you take a ferry across the strait to get to Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And then you pick up a taxi, and I think it's $25 to go from the ferry landing into Puerto Aorta.
Okay.
Which is about 40 kilometers or something.
Yeah, like 40 kilometers.
Okay.
That's where we saw the giant turtles for the first time, was on that taxi ride, because it takes you right through the highlands.
Okay. Now, you mentioned $25 there. A couple quick prices, and you can just give me estimates. Houston to Quito, Quito out to the Galapagos Islands. How much are you paying there? Do you remember?
Yeah, plane ride to the Galapagos was kind of expensive. I think I paid $900 each.
Okay.
But because we got bumped off the flight and stuff, we got a bunch of coupons, so it knocked it down to about $700 each. And then the flight, I think for both of us, was $500 round trip from Quito to the Galapagos.
Okay.
When you go to the Galapagos, each, they make you buy this ticket or pass.
Oh, it's a
National Park Pass.
Okay.
That's $100.
Yeah, and when you land at, and there's two airports in the Galapagos. We went to Baltra, but there's another one. But anyway, when you land, you have to pay the national park fee in cash, American dollars, because they're on the American system, or the, you know, our money, our currency.
Right.
And it's $100. So you drop $100, but then you're free to all the national parks.
And that's a tip also for anybody interested in going there. Bring a lot of small bills.
Yeah. Okay. For tipping, you mean?
For tipping and for like the cash, because they will typically give you back their currency.
Yeah.
Right. Their currency is pretty much our currency.
But it was sometimes different, but it just will help you out a lot if you have a lot of tens, fives, and ones.
Yeah, okay. We have found that out in all of our travels.
Right.
It's good to have that kind of, you know, to have cash along with you for, if nothing else, for tipping, you know, or to give somebody a tip.
That's why the guy wanted to pickpocket you, Scott. You thought you had a bunch of ones, fives, and tens, and it was just the key, right?
Just the key.
Yeah.
A wooden block with a key on it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your weather like while you were there?
Oh, we were lucky. The weather was really nice. It wasn't too hot or too cold. We were there what they say was a rainy season, but man, we hardly ever got rained on.
Oh, that's good.
Drizzled a little bit. We never got a heavy downpour.
And what dates did you guys go? Well, I mean, what month was it?
Right over Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We came back January 1st or December 31st.
Okay.
So we left about December 16th or 15th somewhere.
All right.
That's good to know, too.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Okay, we're getting near the end.
Well, wait, let us tell you what our favorite part was.
Yes. Okay,
well, that's my hell no and our you betcha.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, why don't you give us the hell no?
What was your hell no, huh?
I don't have a hell no. Oh, yes. This was really a good trip.
Okay.
Yeah, just be aware of your surroundings.
Well, we couldn't go to Machu Picchu. That was the bad part.
Yeah.
But
maybe a hell no is when you got to come back. The only trips back are like at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
And you catch a delay like we did, it's 3 o'clock in the morning that you take off.
That's a long day.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
Now, by not going to Peru, did you lose any money on hotels and stuff?
Oh, that's a good answer. I can answer that. I thought we would. I didn't think we'd get our money back. But LATAM Airport gave us it back in Inca Rail, so we didn't lose any money.
Okay.
We got our money. But both our favorite parts was snorkeling in the water with those animals. We snorkeled with penguins and sea lions and iguanas.
Oh, yeah.
It was like swimming in an aquarium.
Yeah, and that's out of the Galapagos Islands, right?
Yeah. And Downer, and you'll relate to this as a diving coach, the water temperature, I think, equator, it's supposed to be warm. This is, you know, sunny year-round.
Right.
68 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a wetsuit then?
Boat gives you a wetsuit, thank goodness for that. But, I mean, you hit that water, your breathing escalates immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to mention the orca. There, we got to, on a raft, we're in this small area with this orca following it around. It was really cool.
But the sea lions, the sea lions, you wouldn't see one of them. Boom, he's right in your face. I mean, inches from your face.
Oh, wow. Wow. That would be
that'd
wonderful.
Make your heart go.
Turtles, yeah, and got scared, thought he was going to bite
me. I went, oh, I thought it was going to bite me. But it scared me.
But, wow. You know, the water animals, the, you know, land animals, all of them just let you get right there with them. I mean, it's not like anywhere else I've ever been with wildlife.
Right. Right.
They just let you get right there with even that orca. And our guide jumped out of the raft and was swimming after the orca.
Oh, really?
No way.
Trying to take pictures.
He's got some guts.
Another thing that I saw fascinating was that I went to that butterfly garden and the cocoons. There's cocoons that look like silver. I've never seen anything like that before.
Oh, really? Okay.
They said, yeah, those butterflies that are by water. But that was interesting. You know, some look like jade, some look like leaves, but the cocoons are very interesting.
Just be ready to be amazed.
Yeah.
It sounds like a beautiful
trip.
Sounds
like a good trip. Well, thanks. We really appreciate you guys joining us.
That's a part of the world that I have not seen, but I definitely have it on my list. I want to do something in South America, and I think the Galapagos would be so much fun.
Yeah, that sounds neat. I'm sorry you didn't get to see Machu Picchu because that is wonderful, but it'll
still
be there.
Well, since we found out it's such a short trip, we plan on maybe going back.
Yeah.
All you got to do is take that Houston hop. And it's not that expensive. See, I got everything late. I didn't plan well, you know, because that's why I did Inca Rail, because I could get it to pinch you cheap.
Yeah. Well, I think we did that from Cusco out to, you know, the Sacred Valley. We took Inca Rail and it was nice. But I was on a tour since I was with my mother, who was 80, and my aunt and uncle, who were in their late 70s. So we did the tour thing. But Cindy and I fly the way you guys do, just kind of by the seat of our pants sometimes, which can be stressful.
That's one of the things we didn't miss, because I guess the peasants or whoever rolled a boulder into that train.
Oh,
the tracks.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there was quite an uprising there.
Yeah, there is. There is. Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys joining us.
Yes, this has been fun.
We enjoyed it.
All right. We will be talking to you.
Thanks
a lot.
All right.
Wow, that wraps up a great adventure.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. And yes, I would like to go to the Galapagos Islands and see the big tortoises.
Oh, it's snorkel with those animals.
Swimming iguanas,
I don't know about. No, but can you imagine swimming and seeing a sea lion or, you know, a big turtle or...
I don't know if... I remember those iguanas in Costa Rica, and I don't know if I want to be doing laps with one.
I'm so proud of how well they adjusted to Plan B.
Yeah. It sounds like Ann knows how to plan things really well. And a lot of times Plan B is better than Plan A.
Oh, I think so too. Because sometimes you know, you have everything the way you have it in your mind, the way you're thinking it through. And then when that Plan B happens, man, sometimes that spontaneity can be just amazing.
That or the road less traveled too. Yeah, you know, you don't have all the tourists and you can do interesting things.
Yeah. Well, we're always looking for new adventures in retirement.
Yeah. We appreciate you joining us. That's always fun. Tell your friends about us. We saw a nice growth the other month, and we're growing.
Yeah,
we're doing all right.
Yeah, it's looking really good.
But you can reach us at our website, adventureretired.com, or you can email us directly at adventureretired@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook page.
And we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. We always, you know, are always looking for a new adventure.
Yep. All right. I love you, Cindy.
I love you more.
That's the kids and loved you. Yeah, that's the kids.